HIW, I'm a one.
Dave,
KN4,
TFW.
Looks like today turned out to be a pretty good day, despite it saying it was going to be rainy all day.
This morning, man, it looked pretty rough this morning. All that lightning in the north and them black clouds.
Yesterday I was thinking I'd probably do some pressure washing today, and then it got worse and worse, and I thought, well, probably not going to do anything. I'll just work inside today. And now my neighbor's out pressure washing, and I kind of missed the boat. I didn't get mine going early.
I got to do me some weed eating. Some weed eating. I had to work a few hours this morning, but I'm on my way home now.
It never ends, does it? It seems like no sooner you get them all cut back, and they start creeping right back in again.
Man, I thought I was going to have to bail my yard, but I managed to get it cut.
Days ago, too, I got it all done early on in the week, and I was noticing, took the dogs out just a little while ago, and I was noticing there's places in the backyard that are already growing up past your ankles, like 6 inches deep again. I cut it all the way back, or the beginning of the week. All this rain just making it grow like crazy.
On that one.
Work on a Saturday morning. Were you out there early today?
I was there by about 6:15. Yeah, I have two half Saturdays a year. When we have when the plant goes into shutdown mode, and then I have to work that first Saturday in case they need something.
Two a year. I remember I used to work more Saturdays than I didn't.
Worked over at the other place. Well, there when Tuesday, so I switched my schedule, worked the weekend, and took off Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday off. Did you, do you ever miss that place anymore?
It was my forever place. I was going to retire from there, but then when they furloughed, but this place is a whole lot better. They're a lot nicer people, a lot less stress. I had a lot of stress at the old place.
Actually, I'm that way. It's not like your father's Oldsmobile, right? Where my dad worked, basically he worked for Milliken most of his life. He worked for J.E. Serene and Lockwood Grain and a few other places early on in his career. But when he settled in, it was at Milliken, and he stayed there his whole career. And I worked three different major jobs my whole career, stayed at three different places. It's just, I don't think it's advantageous to stay in the same place anymore like it used to be. If you want to go up, you got to move around.
I went to this new place 5 years, and I had my 5-year service award party this week. And then now, I don't think there's hardly anybody out there at the old place. I don't even know if Johnny's still out there.
He's down there south of Greenville, southeast of Greenville. A little bit. Is that where that other place was?
Off of Highway 20 in Piedmont, right? Not far off the interstate.
I used to go down there every now and then. I was less than a mile or two from where. I never went to where he worked, but he told me where I was working. I was about a mile or two away from where he was working. And sometimes he goes up on the rooftop. If I had climbed up about 30 feet, he said he probably could have seen each other.
The company sold about a year after I left there. They sold out. They got a different name now. And so I think most of the maintenance people are just gone from out there.
Is that okay? Well, a little bit. I talked to him about it. He seems to be okay with it. It seems like they want him to, you know, do lower quality and higher quantity. And that's just not something Johnny does.
All about getting it right, but sometimes they're looking for a little bit more speed, you know what I mean, and not quite exactly right.
I appreciate that Johnny does it the way he does it. That's why we're talking on this repeater, and it's had very little maintenance the last 5 years, because he does it right.
That one.
Never was. As far as I can see in either direction, at 29 and, or 290 in White Hampton, it is packed.
Come come up on it. I'm on Wade Hampton and 14 right now. So, yeah, it's getting worse and worse every day. I don't ever hear Johnny on this repeater anymore unless he's on different times of the day.
Because he's not on. He's changing vehicles a bunch lately. And I talk to him every time. When are you going to get that radio? And it's a different vehicle that he's in the next time I'm talking to him. He's swapping vehicles around a lot here lately.
I only have the 1 2-meter radio. I got it mounted in here, but I got an HD and an external antenna that with some DNC connectors. So I just use it when I'm in the truck.
For a long time, when I first got my license 20 years ago, 20 some odd years ago, I just had a handheld and I bought a little Mirage amplifier. I think it would take like 5 watts in and do 25 or 30 watts out. And then I did the same thing you're doing. I just plugged the amp into the cigarette lighter and drove the amp with the handheld, and it worked just fine.
The antenna outside, it makes a whole lot of difference, or, at least up on the roof somewhere. I know I had this one on the corner of the hood, but it didn't work near as good as the mag mount on the roof.
I have one on my motorcycle that I had Bluetooth in my helmet, and I got my motorcycle running again. I'm using it a lot more now than I was. That's why I'm not on the radio very much anymore. I'm on the motorcycle as often as I can get a chance to use it instead of a car. And its antenna is down there at the back wheel, just above the back wheel. So pretty low. It's not very high. It's not like on the hood of the cab of the truck or the trunk of the car.
And I sold my bike. It just got to be too dangerous around here to be riding it.
Nothing to do with mine, but I told her, just let me get it out of my system, and then I'll sell it. I'll just get it out of my system, and I won't want it anymore. If I ride it enough, I'll do that, but it's going to take a little riding to make that happen.
CFW, yeah, I put miles on mine, and I only rode it to work it back.
I mean, that's the way I did one of the ones that I had. I bought a new Suzuki 400 single-cylinder to replace my pickup, drove it back and forth from Travers Rest to Ware Shoals down there, wherever that is, wherever Michelin is. It's 27 miles each way, and I saved a ton on insurance and gas. Insurance was cheaper and a whole lot less gas, so it worked really good back then. And I don't know how many miles I put on that thing, but it was a bunch.
In the afternoons, and then they started redoing that 385 junction and everything, and it was starting to bother my arms. It was making my arms hurt, so I just quit and sold it to somebody.
But after that, too, because mine's you lean forward on it, not backwards, and it does get tiring after a while. But I am at Zaxby's, and if I roll up about 5 more inches, you won't be able to hear me, and I won't be able to hear you. So I'm going to say, have a good day, and good talking to you. Camp 4 TFW, W4 DJW.
And I just passed there, KN4 TFW.